We are moving ahead strongly in admissions, strongly on fundraising. I do believe purposeful work will be a model of how the liberal arts should be thinking about work. I think using short-term course for students to be able to work with a faculty member to build a course. That's what do you guys know about this?
I've heard of it, yeah.
So, like Amy Douglas last year wanted to redesign her statistics course, both how the content was put together, but how she ran it, she ran quizzes, all that kind of stuff. She gets 6 students. They get short-term credit. She gets her short-term teaching credit. And they design a course that then is put into the regular curriculum. Same with Jason Castro, wanted more computational methods in his neuroscience course, because if you don't have that, you're not really teaching a modern neuroscience course. So for those students to have that ability to work with professors like that, like working with professors as colleagues, that is like way cool. That has Zippo to do with me, right? But somebody had to say, you know, we could take short term and use it that way. Same with practitioner taught courses. Last year we had graphic design, we had digital entrepreneurship, we had Craig Saddlemeyer on social organizing. I'm missing a couple. Multi-level language instruction. This year we're having urban planning, music production, taught by real live people, a course on entrepreneurship. There'll be a programming course. So these are all things that other people with their brilliance and their creativity and their hard work and energy are making happen on this campus. But you have to look for opportunities and you have to line up the resources to let it happen. So the way we were able to pay for smaller courses in course redesigns, because usually short term is supposed to be 20 students. So if you're going to, was by raising money and getting in the practitioners so it balanced each other out. So there are a lot of things like that that you can do. So my role is absolutely trivial, but what you want to do is have just a sense of energy and momentum on campus. I believe we've got it. And so that's what I think we've got a lot of concrete progress to point to.